Sir Bubby is 2.5 lengths off at the second call. So, you know, I know what is winning at the track. Seventh race, I already know what's winning because I've set through 6 races. All right. Now I look and see what is going to be the first call in this race. Now remember, this is a mile, so I've got to look at a half mile. Rudibus. Rudibus, 46-2. This is what they're facing today. See, I saw this as I'm going matching these other horses up. I know what they're facing today. They're facing a 46-2. All right. In looking at Big Sturgeon, I come down and look at Big Sturgeon at the mile 70 race at Louisiana Downs. And I see at a 46-1, he's 6.5 lengths off. At the second call of a 111-4, he's 3 lengths off. So, you know, I could give the horse 3 lengths and he can't keep up with Rivetus. Big Sturgeon out. Okay, now I kept Sir Bubby, and I look at Sir Bubby. At a 46-2, he's 4 off. Now these wouldn't be the pace lines that you would use. These are ones that I'm matching. If what can this horse do if he's facing this 46-2, 110-1 today? All right. At a 46-2, he's 4 off. At a 110-4, he's 2.5 off. And look at the final time, a 136-1, which is exactly the same as Rivetus. Now, here is the catcher. At a 46-2, Sir Bubby will still be 4 back. At a 110-4, he's facing a 110-1. He's going to be now 9.5 lengths off at the second call. He's losing ground. Sir Bubby is going to lose ground. If he's 9 off and he can close off a 2.5 and win at a 136-1, can he run a 136-1 today? No way. Sir Bubby, out. So all I did is take what he has to run early today to keep up with Rivetus and add it to his final time. Okay. Now go to Mastery. You know, way down at Hollywood Park in June, he faced the 45-2 or 110 on a one-turn mile, which was the best the horse ever ran. So I'm going to come up to the Louisiana Downs race and the Oak Park race. And I can see that this horse, since he ran at Hollywood Park, has deteriorated. He shows very little. You know, at Louisiana Downs, he ran a 112-2. At Oakland, he ran a 1 length off of a 111-2. He's facing a 110-1 today. Can this horse win today? No. Throw him out. Faking the Blues, we've already thrown out. Ever a Star, we've thrown out. A Bit of Irish, we've thrown out. Now let's look at Fly Kite. fly a kite. A 47-2, he can go wire to wire. What's he facing today? 46-2. How far is he going to be off? Five lengths. All right. A 110-3. If he's off five lengths at a 46-2, how far is he off at a 110-2? A 110-1. One more. That's a total of six lengths. Now, if you'll notice, he has a better final time at a 135-4 than Rivetus. Now, remember, he's forced to run faster earlier by six lengths, right? Is this six lengths going to cost this horse any reserved energy he may have? You betcha, because he has to run faster. All right? Then if you add that six lengths to his final time, what do you have? 137 flat. Can he outrun Rivetus? So I got one horse.
Oh, it's Rivetus' second call. I've got everything down here right except Rivetus.
110-1.
Oh, gosh.
Now.
There you go. 110-125 is 200.
Now, here, this explains to you or shows you why that speed handicapping doesn't win. They made Fly Kite the favorite. All I'm left with in the race, really, are Rivetus and Sir Bubby. And I didn't worry about Sir Bubby, besides Sir Bubby got, he threw his rider. And he was the second favorite.
He got and finished third, though, the rider.
But they really cussed him as Pat Bay, Harry.
He ran by himself on the track and by the steering.
Now, like I said, this is a rather easy race. I did it quicker than it takes me to tell about it. And I told you.
Everything is quicker than it takes you to tell about it.
And it takes me longer to tell about it than it does to write about it. So, but that is, I did this particular race for the very reason that it is a good example of how to learn the matchup. And I do this on every race, regardless of whether I feel that early pace is going to predominate or whether it isn't. If you read the follow-up, you know, you can get rid of, if you read the article that I did on in the first follow-up, you can get rid of these sprinters by using the speed ratings. You can find out these sprinters can't keep up.
Consider weight up or down at all?
I don't even consider jockeys. You know, I just feel it. No, I don't even look at that. I don't have time. I do not worry about post position.
Tell a Huey story when you get
it. I do not worry about jockeys. I do not worry about trainers. I worry about nothing. Now, I don't even worry about how long the horse has been laid off when I am doing my preliminary matchup. But I never worry about jockey, trainer, weight on or off. Never.
I'm still a little confused about how to reconcile the sprinters with in this case, with the route, because it seems to me that Edward Starr in the second race back is right there. Is there some adjustment you're making in your mind for sprint?
Edward Starr, I look at it. Edward Starr, you know, that's the best race that horse ever ran. You know, where in his past performance has he ever run better? And in looking at this, it shows that he is closing. He has sustained pace only. Only way that he could possibly win the race, even as a sprinter, is if it is really sustained. The mile race is running percentage early, is dominating the mile at that particular time. Look at Flyknight and look at Rivetus. So the 110-1 is the best the horse ever ran. I know that this is at a 110-1 is at the second call. At a 45-2, he's off four lengths. Now remember, this is a sprint. This is a sprint. So I just reversed the procedure that you do on a route. I say, okay, he runs a 110-3 at the second call, giving him 2/5 of a second. At 110-3, he's two lengths off of Rivetus. Same thing at the at the second call, even if I used that particular race. But you know, I've got 7 or 8 other races to look at. And I see that the horse normally runs, even at Exarban, a real fast track, a 111-2, a 111. He gets beat at a 110-2. He wins at a 112. So, you know, this horse is not that good of a sprinter. I match him up with Big Sturgeon, and I really think Big Sturgeon is a little bit better than ever a star.
What I'm trying to make here is that this sprinter is going to have to run his best sprint to be winning 2 lengths of this horse at the second call.
Yeah, his best ever.
What's he going to have left? He's going to have to run his best race just to stay within 2 lengths. If this horse is a router, he's going to finish up in 2 furlongs. He doesn't have enough to go the other 2 furlongs. He runs his best sprint. He's all done.
Matter of speaking, what you're doing is what the computer does, only you're doing
the physical.
Sure.
He's running contenders, can't through his mind ahead of time to meet out together
with. Pack skin, we call it.
What is this horse pay?
I don't remember. I really don't.
I don't even have charts.
He
kept
the race
if he hadn't paid
$7.
He paid that something. Did he pay that?
Yeah.
Someone asked Dick which race does he play. Howard said he and I play anything that's got four legs. If we can determine who's going to win the race, we bet them.
You got to remember something that Jimmy said. Don't lose sight of what he said. He said he started off keeping charts. He started off putting everything to the computer. He started off doing all the things we tell you to do. This is why we provide programs like Contender Stand, which Jimmy was very instrumental in developing computer-wise. He developed Contender Scan because
several years ago I said, wouldn't it be great if we had a program that gave you the composite best fraction? You can see the absolute optimum of what every horse will run against today. So we call that the dream race of Ed's Contender Scan. What he's telling you is that after you put it through computers, after you've kept profiles, after you've kept models, after you've done all these things, which you then get the insight. So whatever you know, one of our guys say, whether my style of play, as pro member says, or with me, I don't do it, as Bradshaw says. Remember, they went through the rigors of every aspect before they developed this intuition. Jimmy
Quinn, in his book on high-tech handicapping in the information age, they said that what intuition is really is a combination of experience and knowledge applied properly to a given circumstance.
The way tuition is developed by doing over and over, he did thousands of races on a Timex with a big 20 program. And then he developed the intuition.
Now let's put it all together with your work, combined by Dick Smith's work and Tom Brohammer and Bob Purdy when he's fixing a program for somebody. But he'll be chiming in on these three races, which Dick will supervise you in with Tom Brohammer at his